While many of us will be enjoying the day with our family tomorrow, Australian journalist Peter Grester will be spending Christmas in a Cairo jail. The Al Jazeera journalist and his two colleagues have now been imprisoned in Egypt for 361 days, accused of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and spreading false news. Peter and his colleagues deny the charges. For an update on Peter's situation and to look ahead at what 2015 may hold for him, I'm joined now by his brother, Andrew. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning, Ellen.
How will Peter be spending Christmas Day tomorrow?
Well, Mum and Dad are actually over in Cairo at the moment, so they're luckily got a prison visit scheduled for tomorrow, so, yeah, they'll have a short 1 hour with him and hopefully be able to share a small meal or best wishes.
That's a very difficult thing for your elderly parents to be doing on Christmas Day. How are they coping?
Oh, look, it is. It's extremely difficult. It's been a long, arduous 12 months and I guess we're just looking forward to the day that it's all over because it has been extremely stressful on them particularly. It's not what you want to be doing in your sort of retirement years, so but it's really important that Peter continues to have that family support and those visits, because really that's his main form of communication with the rest of the world.
Mm. 361 days in that jail now, coming up for the horrible anniversary you never thought you'd see there. Are you cautiously optimistic about what the new year might bring?
Well, we've always remained hopeful. 29th will mark the 365th day, 1 year, and then we're really looking to the next milestone, which is the 1st of January, and that's the appeal, the first date of the scheduled appeal hearing. And we see that as the next available opportunity for Egypt to really do the noble thing and recognise the injustice that's occurred here and let him go, because, I mean, it's widely recognised across the world, from world leaders, from the United States, the Ban Ki-moon, countless world leaders, and also, the general supporters that Peter's got, that he's recognised that he's done nothing wrong and there's been a massive injustice occur here.
Mm. You must be optimistic about that, because that is the only right and just outcome here. But after all this time, how does Peter and how do you as his family approach that date? What do you tell yourselves?
I guess we are cautiously optimistic, but again, we know that we've got massive support, and we couldn't have done, I guess we couldn't have got through the 12 months without that huge amount of support by people and individuals who have obviously been moved and touched by what's occurred, and again by the injustice that's occurred. And you see that by some of the actions that people have taken on their own bat. That mural that was posted the other day in Redfern on the MEAA building,
and that's a giant picture of Peter with a vest on, with a helmet on, obviously in a war zone, loving his job. You can see it in his face, and it's a giant mural on the Journalists Union building here in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're just thrilled and humbled by all those sorts of support actions, and I think it just demonstrates, that people are pretty annoyed and upset that it's occurred, and that we're still, 12 months down the track and he's still there.
Over the weekend, Peter published an open Christmas letter to his supporters in Australia. Now, he's only allowed to send one prison-approved letter every month. It's an impressive letter. Can you summarise for the listeners, what's the key message?
Well, I guess Peter's always... a couple of messages in it really, but he's always remained optimistic, but also for him that this whole experience has demonstrated the importance of free press and free media, and I think it's abundantly clear to him that it's a fundamental pillar of the democracy, and if we don't have it, then it's who knows what sort of lifestyle and environment we'll end up living in.
Mm. I want to quote from the letter. He says, "We have changed something fundamental. We, and by that I mean all involved in this fight for justice, including us three, our families and you, our supporters, have created a huge global awareness, not just of our cause, but the far wider and more vital issues of press freedom, the persecution of journalists and of justice in Egypt." And then he goes on to say, "While we haven't won this fight yet, we're still behind bars after all, we have made our cause abundantly and unequivocally clear. And for that reason, it really is a very good Christmas."
Yeah, well, you've got to be the eternal optimist.
Does that sort of sentiment make it easier for you to get through the season here in Australia?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Like I said, I guess I've tried to view the whole thing, you know, with optimism, and you know that really sometimes life doesn't pan out the way you expect and the way you want, but you know, it's up to us to sort of make the best of it. The what we're dealt with, and I think Peter views exactly the same thing, and knowing that you know, he has generated a lot of interest and really probably made the cause or demonstrated what can happen when you don't have a free media. And I think it's probably turned it into something more than a conceptual idea for him particularly. It's something real, and I think it demonstrates to a lot of people how real it is when it doesn't go your way, when it's not there.
And his advocacy there for press freedom, really the mark of the man. So I think all Australians hope that 2015 brings freedom for Peter and a wonderful reunion for your family, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time today, and best wishes to Peter and to you and all your family.
And to all the supporters and listeners. I mean, hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Grester, the brother of jailed Australian journalist Peter Grester.